42.7 seconds left, and Cal Moss, the senior, with a heads-up streak down the left side of the lane, gets the basket to count, and he has the chance for a three-point play and to go ahead by 3 points with 42 seconds left. Foul will go against Zach Poff. That's his second. Double bonus regardless. Cal Moss trying to make this a three-point game, and he does. 61-58, 40 seconds left. Poff across midcourt to Drowley. Cover up Stewart no matter what you want to do. Stewart against Morton. Back up to Drowley, top of the key. Morton is like glue on Stewart right now. Over to Chapman, top of the key to Drowley.
25
Drowley
seconds.
Down the left side lane into the corner. Poff for three. This one's a high teardrop. No good. Cal Moss with a rebound. Here comes USA.
They have to foul.
Micah Kramer is fouled by Chapman with 17.6 seconds left. And we will walk the length of the court. And Micah Kramer, one of the best free throw shooters in the league, will go to the free throw line for a double bonus. 61-58, USA out by 3 points. Foul will go against Ithaca's Bailey Chapman. That's his second. Team's 12th in the second half. Micah Kramer at the free throw line, shooting two. He has 3 points in the game coming to the second quarter. And the first free throw is good. He has four, and it's now a two-possession ball game. 17.6 seconds left in overtime. 62-58, Micah Kramer, the lefty, is up, and this one falls as well. Two for two on that trip. It's a five-point lead with 15 seconds left. Poff across midcourt to Chaffee. At the right wing to Drowley. Now they have to shoot in bunches now. 8 seconds left. Stewart being double-teamed, and Landon Zimmer is going to be called for the foul. Not a bad situation, though, John. That only gives them the chance for 2 points instead of three.
That is true.
So Landon Zimmer will get called for the foul. That's his fourth. Team seventh.
Bixman is checking in.
So Bixman replaces Landon Zimmer. Keeping him out there. Landon Zimmer with... I have him with three fouls.
That's what I got also.
Oh, free throw from Stewart. This one is good, so he gets a second on the 1-1.
This young man can shoot.
He has 30 points in the night.
What a great
Seven
outing
threes.
For a senior.
7 threes for Stewart. He's actually getting the ball. He doesn't even have full contact, and he's just chucking up it, and they're falling. Second free throw as good as the first. 2 for 2 on that trip, and it's a three-point ball game, 63-60, a 30-second timeout called by Ithaca with 5.9 seconds left. The mystical USA chant fires up for one potentially last chance here in the Region 24 semifinal. USA will get the ball with 90 feet in front of him, leading by 3 points, 63-60, 5.9 seconds left. Mark Gainforth with his five starters out there on the bench. Gainforth on one knee, drawing out the play, what to do to break this full court press. It's been a trap. There are trees in the passing lanes all over the place. And USA, as a result, has 13 turnovers, but none in this overtime.
One thing I can say is that there's not going to be another shot for USA. They're not going to be shooting that ball. Right now, the clock is the enemy.
USA in this overtime is 7 for 9 from the free throw line, which puts them with just 9 of 15 on the night.
Another timeout
as USA took a look at their defense, and it's going to be a full timeout called by USA. We'll stick with you, though. We're not taking the chance of being on commercial for these final 5.9 seconds left for you. USA 63, Ithaca 60.
Yeah, Coach Gainforth just wanted to see how this is going to line up and everything, and everyone is in the backcourt right now, so don't be surprised if he doesn't go ahead and release somebody and little airmail and then run out the clock. I don't know if you're going to see a layup or not. Depends on what the coaching strategy is going to be.
So if they inbound from about right in front of the baseline, you figure about maybe less than a second will go off the clock. But then again, we are in Bad Axe, John. We're not Ithaca country here, so we could have a Spartan running that clock over there, John. 63-60, USA leading by 3 points. You're listening to the Region 24 semifinal between Ithaca and USA. The winner will take on the winner of our second game. We're not covering that game, but we'll be here if they watch it. That's Millington and Beecher. USA trying to get to the regional finals for the second year in a row. Last year, of course, when they won that mystical bout with Flint Beecher. 59-55.
All right, everyone's in the backcourt. So let's see a pick and release.
Everyone's from the free throw line inside on the baseline. Nash Morton going streaking down the baseline into Micah Kramer. And there's the foul with 4.7 seconds left. So we walk the length of the court. And this puts Micah Kramer back to the free throw line for two shots. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
4.7. Not a lot of time went off.
No. 7 for 9 in the quarter in this overtime period for USA. That is a drastic change when they were just 2 for 6 in regulation. First free throw, no good from Kramer.
Uh-oh.
Rims rolls around and rolls out. No good with 4.7 seconds left.
All he has to do is make one.
No timeouts remaining for Ithaca. I believe, John, they have one more. Second free throw is no good. 4 seconds left. Chaffee at midcourt. Picks up his dribble in the backcourt. What's
Game
he
over.
Doing?
Game over.
Game over. Game over. USA wins as Chaffee picked up his dribble in the backcourt. And the Patriots take out the Ithaca Yellow Jackets in a bizarre finish. USA 63, Ithaca 60. USA advances to the regional finals. That game will be on Thursday. And I do believe 7 p.m. Everyone's just stunned right now the way that game finished. Yeah, that game's at 7 o'clock on Thursday in Bad Axe here against either Millington or Beecher. 63-60, final score in this overtime thriller. Ithaca had a chance to tie it up with a three, and Chaffee, who is an Ithaca senior, picked his dribble up 5 feet from midcourt with no one around him. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have your post-game action from Bad Axe, Michigan, as USA advances, I should say survives and advances, over the Ithaca Yellow Jackets right here on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
I'm Susan Hess, and I live in Bad Axe, Michigan. I've been leasing vehicles from Moore Shoreline since 2013. What keeps me coming back is the service, how I'm treated when I'm here, and all around friendly folks. As a woman, I think I'm treated like any other customer. In all the years that I've come to Moore Shoreline, I would say the best word to express my feelings is satisfied.
You get more at Moore Shoreline in Seaboy. And this week, save up to 30% off a 2018 Chevrolet Crew Cab for only $33,900. Or lease an all-new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado for just $299 a month. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Seaboy to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Seaboy goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You do get more at Moore Shoreline.
Must qualify for GMS pricing, all applicable rebates, and have a current lease through GMF. Payment does not include tax and fees. $1,500 down, $793 due at signing. Based on 36-month, 10,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Chevrolet, find new roads.
If you're forced to deal with the Michigan winter, you might as well have some fun with it, even if outside says otherwise. But the same can be said about your health and wellness. If you're going to have to deal with it, you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of copays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest-ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney from 3 Point Chiropractic in Sebring. In addition to chiropractic care, we now have laser